In behalf of Ms. Maripres Sarinas, I would like to present a brief overview of the course. Hindi po ako naka-enroll dito. Kaya, pero yung information naman about the course is available online. So you can have a look in the FMDS website, no? fmds.upou.edu.ph. Okay? So Satoyama Online. Satoyama, I think, is a Japanese term. Okay? Which would be translated, it would be maybe living in harmony with nature. Okay? So actually, this is just like an organic agriculture, this is also an, parang advocacy. Okay? And I think everything about sustaining our environmental and natural resources, I think, is really part of an advocacy. Okay? So this is the Satoyama concept, human-nature interaction. Okay? Have different perspectives. Okay? The perspective usually is parang yung traditional knowledge tulad sa atin. You have tinatawag natin na IK. Okay? Yung indigenous knowledge. Okay? And this is actually one way of giving importance to our IK. Okay? And we do believe that our IK is more or less more sustainable compared to the current way of utilizing our resources. Okay? So using IK, you would have the sustainable use and management of natural resources, and eventually, this would somehow affect yung socio-ecological and even cultural. Okay? So somehow, Satoyama is a combination of the ecological, socio-cultural perspectives, okay, in order to have a sustainable environment. For example, in the Philippines, we have this, and this is where Maripres is located now. Okay? She is in Ifugao, I think attending Satoyama Convention, okay, which is a collaborative project between UPOU, FSU, JICA. Okay? And if you're going to look at, ito yung pinaka-Satoyama in the Philippines, the Banawe Rice Terraces. Okay? So there is somehow a combination of the ecological and sociocultural perspective. So you have at the upper part, the Muyong, which is actually the forest. Okay? Then the village at the center. Then you have the farm. And if you're going to notice, yung sa lower part, I think that's part of the Satoyama, this one. Okay? You have also the bushes, I think. Okay? Alam niyo kung anong importance nito? Yung arrangement niya? Bakit siya nagiging sustainable? Sige nga, sinong gustong mag-ano? Baka pasado na kayo sa course. Yung forest, okay, yung this is actually yung forest, bakit nandun siya sa taas? Because yung forest will provide the water, okay, papunta doon sa farm. So kaya hindi nila tinatanggal yung forest. Aside from that, it also protects the farm from mudslides or landslides. So if you're going to take out the forest sa taas, so may flooding, so affected yung farming, okay? Then yung sa baba ng mga trees, anong gamit niya? It would... Ay, hindi pala ito lecture na. Okay. Orientation na ito. Okay, yung forest sa, ano, sa baba, it would also filter, okay, whatever soil na mamadala during ano, yung may mga tubig. Okay? And of course, yung traces para yung movement ng water, okay, whatever is being carried by the water would be filtered doon sa traces and it would be deposited. Tapos tuloy-tuloy lang yung daloy ng tubig. Okay? So that is how living in harmony with nature. Okay? And I don't know if you have gone to ano, yung sa Visca, the way they, yung architecture nila, sa mga buildings nila, usually, hindi nila pinapatag yung bundok, okay? Yung architecture nila would somehow conform with the terrain of their of the place, okay? So unfortunately, currently our environment is devastated, okay? Because we forgot yung konsepto ng we should have to live with nature, okay? So in harmony with nature, okay? And there are several, okay? If for example, if you just move from Eslex to Santa Cruz, okay? So you can see this changing, okay, landscape towards not sustainable way, okay, of utilizing our environment. And this is the Satoyama framework. I don't know kung clear sa inyo. So you have five key perspectives in the approach, okay? One is the resource use within the carrying capacity. Then the cyclic use of natural resources. So you have the concept of recycling. Then recognition of the value and importance of local traditions and cultures. Multi-stakeholder participation and collaboration and contributions to socio-economies. Okay? And that would somehow lead to the vision, okay, of having societies being in harmony with nature. Okay? So, nature and society. Baka may forever dito. Now, role of this digital unit of UP. I think this is UPOU. Okay? So, I think this four times na ba na-offered, no? Yung course. Okay? And this is also a collaborative with JICA. Okay? So ito yung course description. It is a continuing education course offered by Faculty of Management and Development Studies. Okay? And as part of its Human Resource Development Program for Sustainable Development of Important Agricultural Heritage Systems. Actually, ito yung pinaka-focus nung project. Okay? To conserve yung mga important agricultural heritage systems. Not only in the Philippines, but even in other countries. I think in Japan, Malaysia, marami ito eh, na mga networks. Okay? And it also stresses the urgent need for a harmonious relationship between human and nature. Hindi pa po huli ang lahat, katulad nung nabanggit kanina sa organic agriculture, okay, we can actually harmonize our activity with nature. Because when Mother Nature strikes back, alam na po natin kung anong mangyayari. Okay? So the objective of the course, getting to know what Satoyama landscape is and its relevance in solving today's environmental problems. Pero paano kaya ito ma-apply no, sa urban areas? Okay? And identifying Satoyama landscape in the Philippines and in Asia, reflecting on the possible ecological concepts and so on and so forth. Then determining ecologically and socioculturally sound strategies, enhancing Satoyama landscape livelihood and the environment. Okay, so the course content. Okay, so we have Satoyama and globally important agricultural heritage systems. Okay, the student will be acquainted with the different GIAHS. Okay, then practical ecology and biodiversity conservation, sustainable agriculture. I think this would also involve discussion on organic agriculture because I think organic, is it only organic agriculture that is sustainable? Baka may iba, di ba? Anyway, nature, culture, and heritage, making it happen, Satoyama in the 21st century. Oy, may field trip tulad ng organic agriculture. Baka pupunta kayong Banawe, mga estudyante dito. Ah, wala ba? Sorry, ma-repress. Okay, ito po yung course requirements. You have discussion forum, assignments, case study, and reflection paper. Okay? The duration of the course from 12 weeks to 16 weeks. And the same thing, we have a standard grading system. Those who would be completing the course or having a 96 to 100% of the course requirement would have the high distinction, with distinction 90 to 95, 50 and above certificate of completion, not completed below 50. Okay? So ito po yung course site ng course. Okay? And maybe later, I think may orientation na gagawin dito. Okay, this is an example of the discussion forum. Okay? So some of the posts of the students. Okay? Then there is also an assignment bin. Okay, so the student need not submit the print copy of their assignment, but they can upload their assignment in the course site. Okay, and I just want to share, okay, some of the reflection of the students who took the course. Okay, sabi ng isang estudyante, applying and practicing sa Toyama principle in my field of work is very interesting and rewarding. Okay. As a horticulturist, I am dealing with nature every day of my life. After completing Satoyama course, I have increased my knowledge and deepened my understanding, the sincere respect to environment. Ah, ganito pala ang mangyari pag nag-enroll ka dito. Okay? So you will have a transformation. Okay? Another student reflection, is it going to be useful in my dealing? Certainly. Okay. A lot of my business deals are anchored on profit with emphasis on social and environmental impacts. Good. No business should harm the environment. Pwede kaya yon? What do you think? No business. Actually, nung nag-masters pa ako, dinidebate ko yung teacher ko sa solid waste management. Di ba dati may movement yun na zero waste. Oh, there's no such thing as zero waste. Kahit nga matulog ka lang, may waste kang Di ba? You're adding carbon dioxide to the atmosphere. Okay, so dapat huwag ka nang huminga. Joke. Another student reflection is, I realize that Satoyama can also be applied in landscapes other than rice fields and forest lands. Okay? Ito yon. In an urban area, Satoyama can be practiced by incorporating fruit-bearing trees and crops in small green spaces. And now, I think yung vertical gardening, parang it is becoming popular now. Okay? Yung vertical. I think one school in Quezon City, parang may nakita ako doon na instead of having yung building being painted, yung nilagay nila is plants. Okay? Yung vertical plants nakalagay doon. Okay? My commitment is to share with rural women and women in the informal sector. Organizing communities can make a difference as Bayanihan spirit is also the spirit of Satoyama. Okay? So, isa pa, Satoyama education in the 21st century should be networked, borderless, global, whether physical or virtual, interdisciplinary, of course. Kailangan talaga interdisciplinary dito. Especially if you would be combining ecology and social. So this one is the worldview of open and distance e-learning, and actually the end point of ODEL, okay, as a worldview is social transformation. Okay, so we maximize the affordances of the technology in order to achieve yung social transformation. And everyone who will be enrolling in Satoyama, Marie Press maybe believe that it could somehow improve the way we perceive our environment. Okay? So sabi nga dito, our hope, there should be respect for the land as a living entity. Ganda ng advocacy. Okay, so I think that's all for Satoyama. Thank you very much.